Merci, Monsieur le Président, rapporteur.
Thank you very much, Chair. I represent the Rencontre africaine pour la défense des droits de l'homme, RADO. First, I would like to congratulate you on the way that you have been guiding the work during the session and the discussions that we're having here today, even though there are not many delegations in the room. Still, this discussion is very involving, if I may so, in light of all the very, very important issues that we're discussing here as part of the general human rights discourse. And this should involve more member states of the Human Rights Council, especially in light of the current situation related to racism and xenophobia throughout the world. Things are bad. We see that there are more tensions, there's more hatred. And this should really be of much greater concern to states. They should mobilize their efforts through the demonstration of real political will. And this can be seen first through their direct participation in our discussions, being here with us. The RADO is an organization that hosted in Dakar in January 2001, the preparatory conference for the Durban conference. And we also participated in the creation of this working group. And we have been monitoring the progress achieved. But unfortunately, we must say that we are today meeting during the 18th session of the working group, and unfortunately, little has been achieved. And we would like to use this opportunity to ask the Secretariat to ensure that there is better participation of representatives of civil society in the next sessions of the Intergovernmental Working Group. We listened with great interest to the statement that was made, to the presentation of Mr. Murillo and the presentation of Carlos Alvarez from Argentina. We took note of their recommendations. And for example, despite the very difficult situation in Argentina, the situation that has not changed that much since the adoption of the Durban Program of Action. I would like to ask, because the real problem of the population of people of African descent in these countries is lack of visibility, lack of integration, vulnerabilities, lack of opportunities. They still live in poverty. I'd like to find out whether there is a true policy in Argentina related to equal opportunities. And I also I would like to ask Carlos that question. And there's another important issue of concern that we should look at. Let's take Brazil. The majority of people of African descent are a minority in Brazilian society, and we simply cannot understand that 20 years later, the situation has not changed, and that most people of African descent still live in poverty in Brazil. They do not have equal opportunities, and maybe Mr. Murillo can say whether, you know,